The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Billy is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. He's been married to his wife, Adrian, for 3 years, but they've been together for 8 years. Wow. And now he's suspicious that something might be going on. So we'll see if we can help him out. Billy, what's up, man? I'm sorry you're going through that. Tell us about your situation.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. That's it. Like you said, we've been married for three. We've been together for eight. I think things have been going, like, recently things have been going pretty great for us. Like, you know, we're on an upswing. We just got a new house. We're first time homeowners. We get to call the place ours, you know, it's all ours.
Yeah.
All that stuff's going really well. Even like my work life is going really well. Like, I just got a promotion. And I've taken on a bigger role at my company. So it's like, that's good. You know, more money for like our family. As far as home life goes, like, we're still in the process of getting the house set up. It's taking a little bit longer than I expected just because I'm working and she's kind of at home, like, getting like her style in there. Like, she has an eye for style. So it's like, and she likes doing it. So it like kind of works out that she's kind of like taking on like the house repairs and like fixing it up and kind of making it ours. Like, here's kind of like, I guess, the reason why I emailed you guys. It's like, I've been so busy with work that she like hired a contractor to like help us work on like the bathroom. They're getting the bathroom redone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This guy's like, he's putting in like new floors, new showers, new tile, like the whole thing. This guy, Mike. And, you know, they've been hanging out at the house a lot lately while I'm working. I've come home and there's been like a couple of times where like, I swear that like, I feel like I interrupted something between like my wife and Mike. Like, I'll come home and she's like darts away from him real fast. Like, if they're in an area of the house, she like darts away, you know, like, I didn't say anything at the time. Maybe it's nothing, but it still just like kind of bugs me.
You notice stuff like that? That would bug me.
Yeah. I just wonder if you're looking for it, Billy, because I mean, I don't know, if you have a contractor in your house, you're going to be together. And I understand a man feeling uncomfortable with his wife being alone with another man, but he's there to do a job. So I don't know. Is she doing anything else that makes you feel like she could be cheating on you?
She feels distant. It's like, we just feel very distant too. So like maybe she's gotten bored, you know, with us. Like, she looks happy and whatnot, like, mm-hmm. when she's working on the house and stuff. By the time I get home, like, I'm drained. You know, I know she's been working on the house. Am I wasting time killing myself, like, working like this for no reason? Like the whole reason I am working like this is for her, you know? Right. Like, I'm putting in all these hours for her, for us, for the home, for our lives. So, you know, I don't know. She has been distant, and like I said, this guy Mike, like, they get along and like really well, and like, she just, I come home, she darts away. But I just wanted to do like whatever I can to like make her happy, you know? So that's just kind of like where I'm sitting right now.
All right. And you said that you have a good way you think we could catch her?
Yeah, yeah. So we go to like this cookie place, like at least once a week. Every week they got like brand new flavors. The cookies are like huge. Like it's really good. So we go there a lot. So I think that would be, and we're in like their email list and stuff. They have our info. So I think it would be like good to say that you're from there, maybe like offer like some cookies or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys know how to do this, so I get it.
Cookies. Yeah, you can have a dozen cookies, or you know, could deliver to somebody.
That's a great gift.
Yeah, we can do that, and then we'll see if she sends them to you or to somebody else. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her, and hopefully she isn't cheating. But if she is, hopefully we can get your answer right after this with the Catch a Cheater next.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're just joining us for To Catch a Cheater, Billy is on the phone and he thinks that his wife of 3 years named Adrian might be cheating on him. So we're going to see if we can catch her here in just a second. But before we do that, Billy, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your situation?
We've been married 3 years, together for 8. We just got a new house. I got a promotion. I've been working a lot lately. She's fixing up the house. She hired a contractor, this guy named Mike. I come home, he's still over, like she darts away from him real fast. She's been distant. You know, I'm hoping that these guys can call from like this cookie place that we visit a lot and see if maybe we could like trap her cheating or whatever. You know, I just need to get to the bottom of it.
All right. Well, we'll call and pretend to be from the cookie place and say that since you guys are regular customers, she's won a gift box of cookies to be delivered to somebody. And she'll see if she sends them to you or to somebody else. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jordan calling from. I was looking for our valued customer, Adrian.
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Adrian. Please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. Thank you very much for being such a loyal customer. We actually are calling you today with a free gift.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. What's a gift?
A gift is a dozen cookies delivered to anybody that you want.
Seriously?
Yep. A dozen cookies. You can choose which ones they are, and we can deliver them to anybody that you want within the United States, because, you know, our cookies are delicious. We love to spread the love.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Hell yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm in.
If you know who you want to send them to right now, I can take the information down.
Yeah, absolutely. I know who I want to send cookies to.
First thing I will need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send them to.
Okay. It's Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Last name.
Okay. Would you like to put a note or anything with it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I use a bad word? Is that cool?
Oh, I love bad words. Yeah, go for it.
Then say, free cookies, bitch. Love you.
Okay. Adrian, this is actually Jubal from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Hi, Adrian. I'm Nina on the show, too, listening to all of this love about cookies.
And your husband, Billy, is actually on the phone. He's been listening this whole time.
Why?
Billy, do you want to tell her or do you want me to tell her why?
I'm like really happy right now. Hey, I'm like, I will let them explain it, I guess.
Okay. Adrian, we do a segment on our show called To Catch a Cheater. It's where if you think somebody might be being unfaithful, you try to see who they'll send flowers or something to. In this case, cookies. And so Billy has been a little suspicious and wanted us to.
Wait. Billy, you think I'm cheating on you and you called a radio station?
But the good news is maybe not. You're not.
I wouldn't cheat on
him. There's a lot going on. I'm really happy right now, but I'm like kind of, I feel like a little embarrassed. Like I thought you were cheating on me with Mike, honestly.
I'm glad you're happy because I'm pissed. Like, I can't believe you thought I'm with Mike, our contractor.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, that's, wow. No, I'm, I can feel like a little distance, but it's not because I'm doing anything with Mike. It's because you got this new promotion and it's like, I don't exist anymore to you.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely have been busy, you know, and I know I come home tired and, you know, I do love you so much. Like everything I do is for you. But I just felt like, you know, like I've come home a few times and like, you might be in the other room with Mike and you like dart away. Like you're doing something. And it's like, yo, that's a little suspicious. So I was just like, I guess worried about it.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about. If I'm ever skirting away from Mike, when you come in the front door, it's because like I was coming up to welcome you home or like grab you to show you what Mike had gotten done that day. Like it's you who's been weird and awkward around Mike. Like he's actually a pretty chill dude. And if you didn't know, because you don't actually talk to him, he just got back from his honeymoon with his actual model wife. So.
Wow. Good. Wow. I'm embarrassed, but like, this is great news.
Well, it sounds like it cracked open a little bit of communication, though. Billy, you were feeling insecure, and then Adrian, you were feeling neglected. So now we can come together and be like, hey, let's go eat cookies.
Yeah, we used to have like at least one time a day that we talk, but now it's like Billy closes his computer and it's lights out every day, like even the weekend. So I just feel like, you know, like super lonely and trapped at home, you know, and like I can go out with friends and like I do, but I just like I miss going out and causing trouble with your dumb ass.
No.
Like, I miss
that too. Now, I really do miss that too.
Yeah, but now you've stuck me at home. Like, I work from home, so I'm forced to hang out with Mike and like talk to Mike. And he, like I said, he's a chill dude, but like, I don't get to just hang out with you anymore. And it sucks.
You're right. I'm so sorry. Like, I miss you too. It's like work is important because like I'm making all this money for us and for our new home. And like,
you know what you guys need to do? You guys need to go out for a cookie date.
That's exactly
when's the last
right.
time you guys got cookies together?
I would love a cookie date.
Yeah, you guys are still hooking us up with free cookies, right?
Well, no, unfortunately, that was like a made up thing.
Sorry.
But I mean, You guys both sound like you miss each other and cookies are your thing. Why don't go make some time to go get some cookies? Make it a priority.
Yeah, I mean, like, that sounds great to me.
Really?
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Like, I'm very embarrassed. I'm so sorry for this whole little setup thing. I'm going to try so much harder to, like, spend time with you, even if I have to take a few days off a month to, like, to ease up our schedules. Like, I miss you. I miss holding you, being in love with you, laughing, getting goofy, getting cookies, just talking shit. Like, I miss you a lot. So then cookie me, bitch. What the
She wants to, your wife wants to be cookier, Billy.
I don't know what cookies mean anymore.
Well, at least you know she's not cheating.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I got you, babe. I'm going to cookie your cookie. I don't know if I could say that, but
I don't know if you can either. We better end this before it gets...
That's
got weird.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.